Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome to the Halloween episode
of Stiff Socks.
Yeah, Stiff Socks.
Goblins, ghouls, and goths and whores.
Whores are awesome. That's the best costume. Hey, I'm a whore. Cool. Here's my apartment. I live in Hollywood. Halloween, dude.
Halloween.
Halloween. It's the best holiday for me.
Why is that? Goth women.
Goth women. They really, yeah. Well, they're dressed kind of all year round.
You know who else is? A Foot Locker employee.
I love it.
I finally figured out your costume. It took me a hot minute.
What do you think I am, dude?
Little Ho Peep. No, I know what it is.
Oh,
do you want me to say it?
If
you're not watching the video version, you're wearing a cow outfit.
Yep.
And some pigtails, ponytails?
Yeah, pigtails.
Those are looking to get
tugged.
F-U-C-K-E-D'd.
Have you ever held some pigtails?
No.
Me either. I've never had a girl dress up like a schoolgirl for me.
Very simple.
It is.
You know what's funny is if she just wears like normal clothes, she's like, well, what's wrong? I can't wear this to school. You're going to dress code me?
Well, I like a private school girl. I want a woman with money and a wet mouth.
Are those two synonymous?
Yup. Synonymous. Nice. Great word.
Synonymous. I just learned it. I'm going to use it every day.
I love it.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I know what you are.
What?
Reverse cowgirl.
Yes!
I was so proud of myself when I finally figured that out.
Yeah.
Because you walked in and I was just like, is this like a Chick-fil-A ad? Those cows be dumb as shit.
As fuck.
You have all that money and you have Sundays off? Send them bitches a tutoring. Chicken?
It's C. It's a fucking C.
And they write so aggressively too. Like it's like full fist. It's angry. It's like caveman. Like, you fucking bitch. Eat more chicken.
You're
like,
where do they get the pens from?
Is that a threat? I don't know.
How do they even hold a pen?
Eat more chicken? Why aren't the chickens revolting? I think chickens could overtake a cow any day.
A lot of chickens. A
lot of chickens.
Could you beat up 500 chickens?
Easy.
No. Chickens are wild.
We beat them up with one? A machine gun? Yeah.
Well, a machine gun, sure.
Yeah. I'm in a game of Halo on the Warthog.
On the Warthog?
You didn't play Halo growing
didn't.
Up.
Didn't. Only played Call of Duty. Just joking. I didn't play any Call of Duty. Someone sent me a screenshot of my ex Call of Duty character.
Well, you know what's funny?
What?
The other day, I Googled your name. I forget what I was trying to find.
Porn.
Yeah.
Yep.
I was trying to find your tour dates. And like, if you type in Michael Blaustein on Google, the fourth thing down is like Call of Duty girlfriend.
So it.
People are curious.
They need to know.
Doxer.
Nah.
Michael Blaustein Greta shows up too.
Oh, really? That's it doesn't. Funny. Hold on. It should be Michael Blaustein Captain America.
God.
You know what she's going to be following? Darby. Fat. I cut you off. What's it going to be?
You said Darby. It's not Darby.
Oh, Dobby. My bad.
Dobby.
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 But you didn't see that. How have I seen Harry Potter? You haven't.
I don't know. You're a nerd?
What?
Are nerds hot?
Yes.
Yeah, like a little, but for like 6 minutes.
Then what?
And then I'm like, what's happening? Why are you talking about the Scholastic Book Fair? Ain't nobody give a fuck. You're like, oh, you're good at slinkies? Who gives a shit? Where's my cock? It's attached to me. You ever like wake up, you're like, where's my cock?
Nope.
Me neither.
I do think it is funny to wake up hard, though.
It is funny.
It's like, your cock is up before you are. He's like, I just picture my dick like tapping on a watch, being like, hey,
yeah,
we got shit to do.
It's the rooster.
Where you at?
Yeah. Cock-a-doodle dick. That's what it's saying.
Cock-a-doodle, yeah, dick. Yeah. Well, you led with cock, so I was like.
Oh, cock.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Is that why we called a cock? Because of the animals? Why do we call it a cock? Because back in the day, back in like, you know,
I don't think you know how you look on camera right now.
Hot.
I mean, no, you do not.
Sir.
Dude, if you were a girl and I was at a bar, I would probably call the cops on you.
Why? Because I'm too hot?
No.
You would think I'm on fire?
I'd be like, I don't know. I feel like you would have like some like lethal injections. You'd be like, you want a jello shot? Boom.
100%. Yeah. Like I have fentanyl in my pussy.
I don't know. Just that outfit. I'm trying to picture the tootle. Maybe it's the pigtail. Like, I don't know.
Well, the pigtails makes me look hot. I told you about when I dressed up for Halloween in college and I was what's the wet t-shirt contest winner? And I had big boobs.
What'd you use as boobs?
Well, the costume came with boobs.
Really?
They weren't awesome. They're like plastic boobs. And I had the sash that said like wet t-shirt contest winner.
Was your t-shirt just see-through or is it wet?
It was but it was like constantly wet, but it wasn't
annoying.
Wet. But I will say though, I had a blonde wig and I wore like really, really tight, short shorts. And I don't know if you know about me, but I have real tiny hips and a fat ass. No, I don't. But
you think you get tossed around the bedroom if you were a girl?
Yeah, I'll get fucked. Oh, I get fucked.
I just picture they just like, you know, when you're like shopping for like posters and you push all the posters to the left hand side.
Yeah,
that's like great. They do that with your hips.
Yeah. Yeah. It would be a mess, but I would like it. Like, you know what I mean? They throw me around, but I'd ask for it.
Yeah, because I feel like
I'd be like, that's all you got?
Yeah, I feel like you would flip what you are now. Like, now you're dominant. You're a cow. Let me suck one of those udders.
You can.
The first got to suck an udder.
It's going to come out?
I mean, whoa, is an udder a beer bong? Come.
Yep.
Is an udder, but like,
how many udders does a cow have?
Six.
For real? The first guy to jerk off a cow is hilarious. Because it wasn't, he wasn't searching for milk. He was jerking a
cow. But how did you know to like squeeze it?
Are all cows women?
Don't get
I'm serious. Are all cows women? I'm serious. It's a good question. I think male cows are bulls. Am I dumb?
Technically speaking, all cows are female.
Yeah, suck my udder, bitch. You were laughing because you thought I was dumb.
It just sounded wild. But I guess, bulls.
Yeah, bulls have,
what the fuck do they need horns for?
For the
Rams? Rams got them bitches on them? Yeah. So is a ram just a goat with a fender?
Yeah.
They got bumper cars on this shit? They be hitting their heads.
We fuck animals up. I'm talking about sheep. We just shave sheep's hair off.
And
wear
them in emu boots.
Yeah. And like Uggs is like fire.
Dude, people were rocking the fuck out of Uggs in the summertime. No socks.
Honestly, you would think that I would think that was hot. It's almost one of the just grossest things I can think of. Apparently, they're like, my feet don't sweat and the blah, blah, blah. Yes, it does.
Just, it seems weird.
It's like a kiddie pool in there.
No ventilation? Even like Adidas have like a little hole in the side for like a little bit of air.
Yeah.
You need an Ugg flap.
I almost bought Crocs when I was in Honolulu.
They're very comfortable.
But like the new ones, the ones that look like Yeezus a little bit.
Oh, the they weird have a pair like ones. That? Wait, the foam runners?
The are they called Crocs foam runners?
They're not Crocs. They're still like Yeezy ones, but.
They look like the foam ones.
Oh, really?
The Crocs, yeah.
The original Crocs are actually kind of comfortable.
I put them on. I never put
shoes.
Oh, that's why I want them. I want them airport shoes and Greta shoes.
What? Oh, when you
to take out Captain America. That's what I wanted to get. Clogs.
Oh, those are kind of sick.
Yeah.
I was going to get those, and they have a pair of lime green ones. Actually,
you were going to get lime green?
Yeah, literally the color of your costume.
Do you ever
costume.
See normal shoes and be like, those are fire?
Nah. I like the shoes that look wild. Yeah. If I dress like plain, I just like shoes
that's
that are
That's your frill?
Yeah, that's my
I
thing.
Like the white ones in that. Those are sick.
Yeah.
I'm wearing fucking Birkenstocks, bitch. Hell yeah.
Those look super comfortable too.
They are. But you got to break them in a little bit. It's like life. It's tough at first and you fucking break its balls in your back.
You're fired. Gabe, get in here.
What do you guys think is the sexiest Halloween costume?
Probably like mine. Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton's good.
Honestly.
Go ahead.
Catwoman.
Yeah.
Like in a full head to toe, like leather, pleather.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, respect animals here. Pleather. Isn't it weird when people who are vegan wear pleather? I'm like, y'all are.
It's too close.
Yeah.
It's like a Mormon guy, like fucking armpits. You're like, I know that you're not doing it, but like you're doing it.
Yeah. Well, you're also like encouraging it. You're like, you're flirting on the edge. You're smoking nicotine free cigarettes. Guess what's next? Leather.
And, hold on. Oh yeah, Jack put it in the thread.
What?
The BYU students.
Yeah, who got
it? They had a crab outbreak.
Armpit crabs.
On the armpit
crabs.
Yeah, because they'd be fucking armpits.
You're lying.
No, sir. I mean, it was on the internet, so it's got to be true.
God, what are you looking at when somebody's piping your armpit?
I could do it.
Well, like whenever I get a shot of the doctor, I always turn the other way. That's what I would imagine the BYU students do.
Here's the weird thing that I think is actually kind of hot. Like, imagine it. You put baby oil all up on her armpit.
What, do you fucking lube your cock with Old Spice?
Maybe.
Funny. Somebody. There you go. Use bump Jack's audio. What do you, how do you, but they're you piping baby, right here?
Yeah, but it's like, imagine it.
That's
you,
not...
you put baby oil on there, like, lube it up. Make your arm wet. And then you're like, because you're by boobs and face and you're just piping.
Yeah, but like, why wouldn't you rather just do like your elbow crease because no hair really grows there?
But generally.
Right, but it's still.
Women don't really, I mean, they have hair, but they shave generally.
Right, but even after you shave, it's not 100% smooth, you know, unless it's right after.
I just get lasered.
Women get that 5 o'clock shadow too.
They do.
Yeah.
They do.
But I'm saying that might be a little rough.
Some girls got nipple hair. How do you feel about that?
put it in my mouth.
Yeah, it is what it is. You know what I mean? It is what it is. How do you feel about facial hair? It is what it is.
Oh, like
I dated a girl with like a literally just she had a blonde mustache. Mustache.
But I mean, like, would you feel it making out?
I wouldn't feel it. No, but when the sun hit it, I could see it.
Yeah, but in my head, it's like if you shave it, it's only going to come in stronger.
Correct.
Is that a true thing? I remember like middle school, my neighbor at the time, Michael, was like always, oh, Michael. Hmm. But he would be like, yeah, dude, you keep shaving your face, you'll get, you know, thicker facial hair. I'd be fucking in that goddamn bathroom every 7 a.m. Just zing, 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 zing. Yeah. I wanted facial hair so bad. I still kind of do.
Do you not have it at all?
It's fine. It just doesn't like,
trash.
It just grows in like a Postmates driver. Like it's not, like it doesn't.
What does that mean?
Like it just, like it looks like somebody who would be dropping off your food.
Got it.
Like if I grow it out, I look like I'm still in like 2020 pandemic days.
God, I miss the pandemic.
What do you miss about it?
I didn't have to do anything. Like
the pressure?
Yeah, like your brain is very similar to mine where it's like, go, 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 have to go, go, go. And the moment that I'm not doing anything, I'm like, wow, I'm a loser. I obviously don't want to make it. I'm not doing anything. What am I doing? But like the pandemic just really, it was a justification to slow down.
Yeah,
well, because you couldn't do anything.
Well, I also think, I was talking about this with somebody else the other day. It's like, I think it was easy for everybody to get on board with that because everybody was at the same. It's not like we were doing this, but you know, in Texas, they're fucking, I mean, they were literally licking just armpits while the pandemic was going on. They were licking crosswalk signs. They were fucking licking lizards. They didn't give a shit. But everybody, for the most part, was at the same. So there was no like, he's getting farther in his career than I.
Yep.
There was no, it didn't feel like there was any competition.
It's like when
everybody was
It's like when it's raining outside. And you go, I can't play basketball, man. It's raining outside. So no one's out there playing
but then
ball.
You see one guy playing basketball by himself and you're like, that is sad. You're shooting hoops in the rain.
Well,
you're going to catch a cold.
I don't think that's sad. I go, wow, this dude is fucking hustling. But when it's nice outside and you're playing basketball by yourself.
You know how sad it is to airball in the rain? Fuck.
Yeah.
You got to just quit all.
Done.
Control, alt, delete.
When was the last time you played a sport and you're like, I think I'm done with this? Did you try sports? You're like, I'm done.
I played football in sixth grade, but I just wanted the jersey. I just wanted to walk around campus with the last name on my jersey.
So
T. Dot Wallace, number 36.
You had a T. Dot?
Yeah, they asked me, do you want Wallace? No, but they asked me. They asked me, you want Wallace or T. Wallace?
T. Wallace is so much better.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if I was like, I want M. Blaustein? They're like, we don't have a Blaustein in the surrounding 12 states. Put M. Blaustein.
I don't know why I wanted T. Wallace. I thought it just looked more like...
It does look cool.
I don't know.
Cooler. What if you put Wallace Jr.? Technically, you are.
Or you ever see a guy with a hyphen last name on a football jersey?
Too much.
Yeah. Yeah, they got a scrunch in. It goes onto the shoulder pads.
When that shit starts to arch,
yeah,
got to cut the name a little
bit. Wrap it up.
Yeah.
Wrap it up.
So you're going Catwoman's the hottest costume.
Yeah.
Halloween costume. I like anything with blood. I like a good zombie woman.
Okay.
Blood. No. I take my answer fully back. The hottest Halloween costume right now is that Harley Quinn. Fuck.
Everybody was Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn.
2 years ago?
Take that mallet,
nah,
beat my
ugly,
cock with it.
Stupid, dumb.
How
it
is that dumb?
Like, looks like the wig you're wearing right now.
Yep.
Are you going to role play with yourself? Can you role play with yourself?
Oh, you definitely can.
Goddamn. If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Urban Outfitters, YSL Beauty, and Wine.com. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious.
But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
Goddamn.
Dude, I jerked off with my imagination in Hawaii, and I was like literally proud of myself. Well, I had this.
I mean, Hawaii is so beautiful, and the humidity just kind of jerks you off on its own.
For sure, I was in the shower, and I was just like literally.
What did you think about?
I painted.
I have like two scenes in my head that I'll like.
I painted an entire scenario in my head, and it's like kind of hilarious. Where I literally said out loud to myself,
"No, you didn't."
Yes, I did. I said out loud to myself, "Wow, I can't believe you hid in the shower for this long."
Like, shut the fuck up. Wait, who are you talking to? The maid? Housekeeping? Will?
I didn't have like a firm grasp of who it was, but I thought this scenario.
It was your girlfriend, obviously. That's all you think about, right?
Yeah, of course, of course. Now we'll say the real answer.
Wait, what did you say out loud in the shower? Saying anything while jerking off is insane.
I'd say things out loud.
That's why
when
I feel
off.
Like you bought that wig for this costume, but also you're going to go home and fucking tug on those bad boys.
I'm not joking you. Like, I love a good like tug in the back of the hair.
On your own?
No, not on my own. Like on a lovely lady.
Oh, hot. Hot.
When I get, and they go like this. This is my favorite. When they go like this, they go. They do the slight head back.
Oh, I thought you were saying that noise in general. I was like, I feel like that's what the goal in sex is anyway.
100%. But I'm saying like, what? That's kind of how when I move my, the hair hits me in the head.
Something about hair. You do a hair flick. Yeah. It's like kind of like resting over the face.
Oof.
Look like David Bowie. Rocked up.
Hold up. Bitch, you look like a car wash.
Hot.
Hot when a girl comes out of the pool. And then she has her head back and the water's going on.
Oh, every movie loves to do one of those. This flicks her hair back.
That's not water to me. That's cum. Oh. In my head, I'm like, that's my semen.
Interesting.
Yeah. And that's my grandma.
I think I missed a few chapters.
Well, you should catch up.
I'm back.
Hilarious. Oh, so I was in the shower.
What did you say out loud?
I said, wow, I can't believe you waited in here this long.
Dude, you jerk off while you're playing a game at Clue. What the fuck is wrong with you?
100%.
Never thought I'd find you waiting in the shower, huh? See?
Yeah.
Were you wearing
Colonel
a monocle?
Colonel Mustard.
What?
What?
Colonel Sanders.
You said Clue. I said Colonel Mustard. That's the character in Clue.
Go Fish.
All right. Uno. I'm all in. I'm pod committed.
What is Go Fish?
No one knows.
You have to be an uncle from Mississippi to explain it.
Realistically, how do you play War? Remember that game?
Yeah.
What the fuck's that?
It's got to be raining outside. It's got to be like a slow day activity. It's like you put, I forget, this is not how it goes, but I think it is. You put down like a 4 and I'd be like, I got bigger than that.
I declare war.
We have a game called War.
Also, like, what a war game during like World War II. What if you're playing War and you with a like a Vietnam vet? You have flashback. I declare war. Oh yeah.
Just flips the table.
Cards everywhere.
Oh wow.
What was he saying? Oh yeah. So I'm like, so I'm in the shower. I'm in Honolulu in the shower.
You're in the shower. Water's on.
Water. Oh, fully on.
Cold or hot shower?
Hot.
Imagine trying to rub one on a cold shower.
Can't. You
can't.
You
can finger yourself, but that's it.
No, you can't.
Because your cock is ling.
Oh yeah, you're fucking yourself. I took a cold shower this morning. You can't do anything.
I keep trying it. I did this damn Wim Hof this morning. I felt the same.
You Wim
Hof? You did the Wim Hof?
Yeah, I tried it.
Oh.
Dude, it's the same. It feels like you're jerking off your brain. That's
literally it's great.
Because it's like, hold your breath for a minute 50. And exhale. Hold,
you feel
like,
good.
I feel like I was sucking the fucking Lord's cock.
But you feel good.
I guess.
Yeah.
It's placebo effect.
100%. You feel like a borderline.
Nobody's going to congratulate me for using the word placebo effect.
I'm sad that we have to congratulate you.
I mean, I'm dressed as a turtle.
Oh, that's true.
Turtle drinking out of a plastic straw.
Uh-oh.
Choking myself.
Uh-oh. Dude, when you do that, you really look like a turtle.
Thanks, man.
You're welcome, dude.
I still haven't got accepted on Raya. What the fuck is wrong with this?
I don't know, dude. That's
shit.
Bullshit.
Dude, to the point where even your boy texted me. He was like, hey, sorry, this is taking so long.
No.
Swear to God, yesterday.
Wow.
I'm too hot for Raya. Let's be honest.
That's exactly what's happening.
I'm a turtle, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Anyways, I'm a reverse cowgirl. So I was in the shower and I was like, wow, I can't believe you waiting here all day or this long, whatever I said, right?
And you're talking to
some imaginary girl that's in the shower. Because I thought it was hot for like some girl to like break in the hotel room and like just sit in the fucking shower and like wait. Hot.
Worst burglar ever.
Yeah, but yeah, she's
where's
trying
your
to steal
iPhone? No, I want the water.
Yeah, she's stealing my cock.
It's kind of hot.
Hold on. That's what I'm saying. So she's like, wait, and then I'm just like, fuck. Because in my head, I'm like, look, this is actually before the show. So I have like.
How do you feel about jerking out before shows?
I don't honestly like it, but I was full to the brim.
What's funny is if I rub one out before a show and the show's great, I'm like, it's fine. But if I have a bad show,
100%.
I'm like, should I save up on my testosterone?
I can't believe it. I can't believe
write better jokes? No, save up on the testosterone.
Yeah. Why did I just put all my tea down the drain? I have to save my tea.
Testosterone.
Exactly.
So a girl broke into the shower and you're like, I've been waiting for you to come in here.
Yeah.
I've been waiting so long.
It's been waiting so long. And then I like, sometimes when I need to like come fast, I imagine that the girl's like, she's allowing me to come. She's like, I know we don't have a lot of time, but just you can come. Just come. Come on, just come. Like she's saying it to me, you know what I mean? Because it's hot when a girl's like, when a girl knows that there's like not a lot of time, so she's like,
I have been there.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's hot. It's like a fan that like broke into the fucking shower.
So you can only come quick if it's validated.
100%.
So if you come quick and it's not validated, then
I feel like a piece of shit.
Did you ever with your current lady have a quick nut off or was it always just straight?
It's No. There's been a couple times where like she'll literally be like, I can't come. And now I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Then let's fucking go.
But you never had like an embarrassing one with her?
Uh-uh. I can hold it.
When was the last time you had an embarrassing one? Like I'm talking, like you know when they at like a triathlon, they like somebody jumps before they pull the trigger.
Mm-hmm.
When was the last time you had one of those?
I probably had one of those. Probably the last one, honestly, was probably like, it's been a while, but it's never known by the woman because I do that thing with I've already said on this podcast before where if I'm like, oh my god, I'm about to fucking come, I would literally just go quickly down and start eating cooch, and then I'm coming as I'm eating fucking the cooch, and then hopefully
looks
that
like
I can
a piece of bacon just frying.
Yeah. She's like, wow, he's really enjoying this. As I'm just coming on the seats, and the duvet's just getting fucking facials.
Right, but then you come up soft.
It's no, I got about a good 5 minutes until it just gets completely soft. So I'm, yeah.
So you're down there eating cooch.
Yeah, just straight up coming.
You're al dente. You're soft.
Well, I'm not soft. I'm coming. And sometimes when I do that, I don't do the full explosion. So I'm like, 60% cum.
Meal prepping your cock?
Literally what it is.
Wait, how do you?
Because it's not like a full one.
No, it's like if it nuts and nuts.
No, there's like middle ones. You guys never had like a middle cum?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I guess, but then you, I don't know.
But like the difference between like getting up and fucking, you know, that's the full one.
Right, but when was the last time you had one that was like you couldn't control or didn't have time to go down or?
Yeah. I mean, real talk, like high school.
Really?
Yeah. I remember a really, really, really embarrassing one. It was, I mean.
Rafferty Center?
No, it was in and around the time of Rafferty Center. But dude, when I come fast, it's because there's a lot of foreplay and there's a lot of grinding. There's something about fucking jean on jeans that really does something to me. And she was on top of me just fucking jean on jean. Just
denim
really
on
just,
denim.
Oh. And then she's
well,
like,
yeah, it makes sense.
Oh my God. And then I'm like ready to go like as she's taking my pants off. And then I put it in.
There's nothing funnier than coming in your own jeans.
Oh, I've done it so many
your
times.
Your jeans are just like, what? You're not ketchup?
Huh?
It's funny to try and get a stain out that's in inside the jeans, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's just a wet spot. There's nothing you can do. Doesn't it worse than like re-entering a party with a wet spot on your jeans? Oh, I wonder what happened. Oh, it's Fanta. No, it's not.
Put a blow dryer on it.
I mean, I wasn't, when you're that young, you don't think, that's a good idea, but you don't think like that.
Right.
Just, yeah, dude, I told you the homecoming. Fucking gigantic, like, just pool of cum on my green suit. And I had an olive green suit. And I was just gyrating in the back of the...
Gyrating?
Oh, yeah. Gyrating in the back of the limo. And it was one of those big limos that had a hot tub in the back. So you could...
God damn!
I know, but...
Silver Springs, Maryland is showing out.
So, but you could... There was no... there was like a cover on the hot tub.
Oh, okay.
So there was only like literally like... 10 inches width from the roof to the cover of the hot tub. So we went back there so no one would find us. So we were like already just grinding in that little area. Yeah. And then I just let it go all over my fucking boxers. That's when I was wearing boxers. All of my boxers, olive green suit just doused just in man, or well, not even man semen, boy semen.
I think it'd be funny if every like one in like 20 nuts, it was like confetti nut. Like funny. It just shotgun effect, like sprayed everywhere.
That would be so funny.
And it could be like we rub one out just at home. It could be in at an orgy, or it could just be, you know, you're making love with your wife. But every once in a while, you don't know. It's just.
I think it'd be funny. Confetti in the next one, all those snakes that come out of the can.
Oh, yeah.
Just, but I'm just saying like a four
variety,
or five snakes.
Like a variety.
Oh. Yeah, that it would make it more fun.
Yeah. Same nut every time. Well, yeah. It depends. Some of it are those. The high nut, oh, God, I'll swear by it.
Oh, there's nothing.
I'll
else
put
better.
On my calendar next Tuesday. Just smoke a blunt and rub my cock.
It's the best feeling ever.
Oh my God!
Anytime my girlfriend's like, "Oh, I'm gonna go out of town." I don't. The first thing I think of is, "Cool, where's the weed?" Because I am coming confetti all over fucking everywhere. Gigi's gonna go in a hodge, and I'm gonna fucking blow a load all over my Hungry Man dinner. I don't give a shit. It's the best. And I got a new desk chair.
Did you?
Yeah.
Is it meant for like coming or
Twitch
streaming?
Oh, I think so. No, probably Twitch streaming. But I think a desk chair for Twitch streaming is the same thing as coming.
Desk chair is so expensive. True.
I don't know.
Desk chairs would be like $300 to sit?
Yeah.
I got to pay money to sit.
My lower back? Help my cock out. Here's the thing. If there was a desk chair that had a built-in fleshlight, bet.
There's
cool.
Got to be.
Yeah.
How is there not a standing desk with a hammock on it?
I think there is. I've seen those. Yeah, I've seen those. The hammocks are underrated.
They're great until mosquitoes come out. They're great for like from like 2 to 3 p.m.
Yep.
And then this it gets a little cold, the sun goes down, mosquitoes just be like.
Yeah.
Or so, like, you know, when you get hot, you get cold? Oh, under the desk hammock, yep. That is so sad. That is sad.
That's not sad.
Take your 5-minute break and go to KFC and smoke your fucking jewel pods like the rest of America.
KFC's so good. Underrated. Those bowls,
dude,
great.
What do you mean? Hold on. You're just under the desk? Just fucking those
support,
hanging?
How do you know your desk supports you?
It has to be for a specific kind of desk.
Oh.
It's this uplift desk.
Dude, I mean,
That's the best.
Get it, but...
Dude, if I worked at IBM and thought about killing myself every day, I would get that. Are you kidding me?
Well, you just got to find ways to innovate. That, have you seen the treadmills for the desk?
Yes.
My uncle has one of those. I think it might be...
A waste of money? Me too.
I don't know if my brain is going to be at full capacity if I'm walking.
Well, it's not walking. It's fake walking.
And it's just small steps?
It's like you're about a 3 levels away from being a full gerbil.
Gerbils are dumb as shit.
As fuck. So
put them on a wheel and they'll figure it out.
They were not going to figure out anything. They'll figure out how to like run like a pencil
sharpener. But then they don't know how to get off.
They don't?
No, they always fly off.
That's sad.
Well, they always just stop and then it just shoots them out.
That's sad.
No, but they land in their little haystack and then they're like, I'm a gerbil, and just keep going about their life.
It's not a haystack. What are those? It's just a bunch of wood.
Wood shavings? Pencil shavings?
Isn't it? Like with those shavings.
Something like that.
I could see you having like a gerbil when you were a kid. Didn't your sister have like a bat, like a rat or something?
Yeah, she had a rat.
Honestly, call her. What the fuck? What the hell are you talking about?
Dude, I was just talking about this to somebody too. We had a burial for it the day of it died.
So dumb.
So white is the word you're looking for.
I mean,
We went in the backyard and just buried the rat and like we all stood around and.
Damn.
She had a few words and...
As a teenager, I fucked my own joke up. Cut it.
Leave it in.
What I was going to say, as a teenage Donatello. Ninja Turtle, were you upset that Splinter died? It was a really long-winded way.
That's my boy. Why the fuck did they love pizza so much?
They were turtles, dude. Who the hell... What type of peyote was that guy smoking that invented Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Who looked at turtles like, oh, these are some badass boys?
Who looked at a turtle and was like...
Fuck up a Buffalo Wild Wings parking lot.
Can we say something real quick? Why the hell were they wearing like a bandana? Like it fucking mattered.
Oh, that went over their eyes or no?
Like, well, oh, no, that's not a turtle. It's a turtle. What are the bandanas going to do?
That's who they look like? Mm-hmm. My boys. I already know because I am one, but.
No, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why are you wearing a mask? You're a turtle. You're a 6-foot turtle.
Yeah.
There's only 4 of you in the world.
Oh, yeah. There it is.
Look at this shit.
They're kind of jacked.
No, they are jacked. Dude, I had
a
teenage...
They have 3 fingers. Look at that.
Hell yeah.
Oh, God, they look dumb. Any live action where they like take a cartoon. Like, have you seen what the SpongeBobs look like as real characters?
Yeah.
Terrifying. I mean, these guys look insane. These guys look like they'd be asking for change outside of a YMCA.
All I know is April would catch a fucking cock.
Who's she? The girl?
The lady. Well, in the cartoon for sure. And then what's her name was April. MGK's lady, huh?
Megan Fox.
Really?
Mr. Gabe, please bring this up.
In the live movie? Do they do a live movie?
Yes. Megan Fox.
It's so funny how they can just double dip in money. They go, let's do a cartoon version. All right, now let's make them real.
Dude, just click it.
Oh, wow. For 2016?
But, I mean.
God damn.
Look at that.
She's jacked here.
Yeah, they're like.
Yeah,
way,
they really
way big.
Amp them up in
the
background.
They look like the Hulk there.
They look like those Nerds Clusters candies.
I legit think this movie made $12 and like one bus
ticket.
And
I think the answer is yes, but do you think there's a lot of movies that in the middle of filming it, the director just like has a moment at lunch. He's outside just drinking a sweet tea, smoking a cigarette. He's like, this is going to bomb so bad.
Yeah, I think most directors are like, oh my God,
but like, what
I'm
are you...
never going to get hired again.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you got to come back and be like, all right, we're back from lunch, guys. Big smiles, big energy. We need this to sell.
I legit think that they just have long conversations with like producers and they like, they get talked down off the ledge. And they're like, no. I understand you think it feels like this, but I'm telling you, when we edit it and add this scene, it's going to be great.
I feel that. But even on like fucking sketches that I've done, I'm like, God, what the fuck is this? And then you see it put together like, okay. But yeah, I'm sure they watch the rough draft back and they go, ooh, we are going to have to push that deadline.
Oh yeah, dude, my girl just watched the new George Clooney movie. She was like, it was the worst thing she's ever seen, really? Which is crazy because think about how much like editing and post and everything that's done in that film, and it's still horrendous.
What is it?
Some Julia Roberts, George Clooney movie.
Yeah, but I mean, CGI and editing and music can only do so much if the storyline itself is shit. That's probably the smartest thing I've ever said on the show.
It is.
Ticket to Paradise.
Ticket to Paradise.
I have these movies I've never even heard of.
What is it? What's the Rotten Tomatoes on this bitch? It's got to be like
Rotten
6.
Tomatoes, another company. But has anybody ever taken that to serious, to heart? No, I think they have.
What, Rotten Tomatoes?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
56.
Oh, 5-6?
But yeah. Growing up, like if you saw I had really shitty on Rotten Tomatoes, did you believe it? Or
as a kid, I didn't give a fuck. I didn't know how to read as a kid. But now it's like, yeah, I'm not going to spend $22 on a movie that gets like 6%.
Well, I think 56% is worse than 6, because 6 is at least like, that's a spectacle of bad. You know what I mean? Like, that's
right,
like,
that's
how
like
did
the room.
It go this bad?
Yeah, yeah, but 55 is kind of like half people shit on, the other half are like, I'm getting paid to say 100%.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You ever know
it's
people
just like, this is fine. It's bad, but it's not bad in like a spectacular way, you know?
You know people that are just like those people, you're like, how was the movie? And they go, it was good. It was, like, you know those people that are like right down the middle positive about everything? You're like, you got to have an opinion. Like, I have a buddy who I go, everything is like, no, it was honestly really good. I'm like, everything?
Yeah.
Everything's really good.
But then you get the opposite sometimes where they go way too into detail.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay.
Yeah, you hate everything.
17 words or less.
Yeah, they're like, oh, Michael Jackson's music sucks. I'm like, dude.
Yeah, that's an annoying person who goes against the grain on everything.
I hate those people.
You think I'd be that guy, but it...
No, I actually think you'd be the opposite.
Okay.
I think you'd be the guy that's like, give like a fair assessment. I think if you watched the movie, I think I would honestly feel good about you being like, it was really good or really bad.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. And Gabe too. Jack, stupid. Never listen to one thing he says. He's from Philadelphia.
So I found sorry to cut you off there.
Doesn't matter. Everything I say on this
show,
you can cut me off.
He's a big-titted goddamn cow.
Speaking of big-titted cows, I did find the best-selling sexy Halloween costumes of 2022 on Spirit Halloween.
The sexiest one? Can we guess?
Yeah.
How many is it? 10?
It's just this is the list of Spirit Halloween, the ones that they've sold the most of.
Sexy Nun is top 5. Sexy Nun. Who's the bitch that sold cookies? Who? Come on. Girl Scouts. Hot Girl Scout on there. Can I say that?
I don't know. I don't know.
What?
What? What do you mean
this
I can't
episode
say that?
Got demonetized before it even came out?
Hold on.
I just got a text from YouTube being like, get your boy. Get your boy.
Hold on.
Hot Girl Scouts?
Listen, I'm wearing a reverse cow right now. You can't say Hot Girl Scout like as a costume?
Hot Woman Scout.
Yes.
Whatever, dude.
Hot College Scout.
You guys are too fucking woke.
No, I mean, you.
All right. Well, whatever. Okay, so what's next?
Hot Whole Foods employee.
That's fucking hot. I fuck a bitch in a Trader Joe's.
I was just going to say, TJ's got them fucking yammies on him.
Oh, they always do. What's up, you papaya bitch?
Sometimes I wonder why the show isn't bigger. And then I hear moments like that and I go, all right, yeah, we might lose a few, but you gain a few on that.
No, but that's the thing.
The papayas.
That's the thing, man. That's
it
the
is.
Thing about art in general.
I mean, you're a cow. I'm a turtle.
I have a reverse.
These aren't real opinions.
These aren't
I'm
real.
I'm scared of straws.
Dude, can you deep throw the whole straw? Jesus Christ. You can take my cock, no problem.
Yeah, right. Wow, that was pretty impressive.
It was pretty impressive. God. Make it a little bigger. See if you can do it.
The straw?
Yep.
I don't know if I want to put that on the internet.
I was hoping. That's why I was going to clip that part. All right. Let's guess. So Nun's definitely on there. School teacher.
Oh, God. I mean, there's got to be some.
Little Bo Peep.
I'm noticing a theme on my co-host's chair. Who's big right now that everyone's doing? There's going to be some like MGK type shit. Fishnets of the Nips.
Oh,
Megan Fox.
Fishnets.
Travis Barker.
What's a big movie?
Lilo and Stitch. I don't know. It doesn't seem like there's a lot of big. Gabe, here. Give us like a clue. Like, give us one.
Yeah. I mean,
Ariel.
Well, you had already, you had already got one earlier.
Ooh, Thought Gun.
The top one you had already got earlier.
The top one?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Catholic Girl.
No.
None.
No, it's Harley Quinn.
Oh,
again?
Hell yeah.
People were running that shit back 2 years ago.
It's the hottest thing in the world, though.
It's going to be embarrassing to dress up like something, then you show up to a party and 5 other people dress up like that.
Yeah, vampires.
You have to go body blows in the bathroom for whoever gets it.
Yeah, 100%. Tit blows.
Fight me. Tit blows?
Yeah, tit blows.
Fight me.
Two Harley Quinns fighting, I could jerk off in the shower and think about that.
What would you say out loud?
I would say, whoa, I can't believe you guys both were here earlier. Yeah. I have to. I
can't believe you talk when jerking off.
I do. I can't believe women. You see two women, there's four tits. Isn't that crazy?
God, I jerk off like I'm watching a movie. It's just silent, strong eye contact.
Really? What? Who are you looking at?
The your screen.
Cock? Oh, but no, if you're in the shower alone, you don't talk to yourself?
Oh, no.
Imagination, what do you think about?
I think about...
Your sister's
rat? No, I think about previous sex. Previous sexual intercourse.
Like real life.
Yeah.
Fucking boring. You got to go outside the box. Boring?
I'm in the box fucking it mentally.
Know, but you have an imagination. You're going to think about stuff that already happened?
Yeah, because I want to relive it.
Yeah, highlight reel shit.
Highlight reel.
Yeah.
Yeah, but why would you do that when you have a brain you can think about anything?
Because it feels more real. Like, obviously, of course, I'd want to pipe down Lola from Futurama, but exactly. Like, I don't know what that like is like.
Yeah, but you can imagine it. And also, you could play like Mrs. Potato Head with all your previous conquests. You can take girl from Applebee's butt and then put it on your ex that you haven't talked to in 2 years.
Yeah, but it's not real because it's still your imagination. Like, you can picture, but to an extent. My imagination is not good.
Well, I need a new SIM
card. Yeah, I need a new SIM card. I need the graphics be brighter. You know when you buy like a new MacBook and they're like, the Retina's brighter. I need one of those.
Yeah.
My memory has like four highlights in it.
What's your go-to beat-a-thon?
Dude, there's just one time I had sex in college and this girl had that fucking WAP. I mean, dude, you could slip and slide off that thing. I mean, dude,
she was on a period.
Oh, no. I don't know what was going on, but it was like
I do.
But that
anytime it's slipping, sliding,
I don't think
that
so.
Ain't natural.
Hey,
that's blood,
Maybelline.
Vampire.
I don't know what it was, but that moment was so like
iconic.
And maybe it was just one, dude. I don't know. I think my sophomore year of college, I had sex like one time, and I think that was the time. Actually, twice.
Yeah,
one of the girls was a squirter. When she first hit that shit, I thought I hit the jackpot at the fair. I was like, ah. Damn.
Yeah. It's cool.
Waiting for a goldfish.
It's really, I love it. Except you have to have like two different beds.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. One water
first time
bed
I was
and one
like,
for
hey, congratulations. Second time I was like, well, there goes my iPhone.
Why were you using your iPhone?
It was in the corner. Oh. She fucking shot it. Boom.
Wow. Yeah.
Water protection.
Sometimes it comes out with like a fucking fire hose. Good for you.
It's hot though.
Yeah, I think about sometimes this girl, and as a fucking freshman in college, the first time a girl played with my asshole, and I was like, well, this is who I am now.
Yeah, you know what I was thinking about?
It was incredible.
I was thinking about that the other day. It's like...
Allie. What was her name?
To get the finger up there, right?
Mm-hmm.
We all know on this podcast how enjoyable that moment is.
Yeah.
I just realized recently, I gotta... If I want that in the future, I have to... I'm at ground zero to be like, hey... You know what's crazy?
Yeah, I don't think you really have to verbalize it.
Huh? How?
The way I've done in the past is I literally take their hand and then suck like two fingers and then just like slowly, like sensually, like put it down there.
Yeah, but she thinks you just overshot the landing.
No, she don't. No, she don't. Because I put it right in the bat cave.
You're lying, really?
Sir, no, I'm not.
Here, do my paw. What do turtles have?
What are those?
Mittens?
Hands? Claws. What do turtles have?
Claws. Yeah.
Claws.
There's no way.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really? Called claws.
But so you fucking, you suck on her fingers?
I deep throat two fingers, the index and the middle one. Like I gave it the good old, bleh, make it nice and juicy.
And
wet.
Then you just.
And then slowly, centrally move it down.
But do they know
the
what to do
cave.
Down there?
Sometimes I have to direct. Sometimes I know exactly what's happening.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, that's just what I do. You might have to like have a conversation.
Yeah, probably. I'm a big conversation guy.
What are you going to say?
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, what do you like? Interesting. Cool. I don't care. Touch my ass.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
Well, I don't know. I mean, so many people who listen to this podcast that brought it up to their partners did the same thing at some point.
You say, hey, I heard this on this podcast. This is your podcast.
Yeah, <you're> like, exactly.
I think you just player the episode. Wow, this episode's so crazy.
It's just 47 minutes. Like, what part of this? You're like, all of it.
Well, just, you can
use our promo code too. HelloFresh.
Oh, promo code.
Yeah,
sucks.
I don't know. Interesting, but I don't know. It is. Well, I think the first time doing it, it's like a little like, Because I don't know. Well, they might have beginner's luck. They might have fucking, they might hit the jackpot on the first try. But there's a little like, oh, left, up, go!
Yeah, it's like joystick a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. Something to think about.
Yeah. I mean, also, sometimes that conversation can be fun. You learn a lot about yourselves. Okay. Hold on. So, Harley Quinn number one.
Yeah.
What do you think is on there? We haven't.
I know cop for sure. Every year. Honestly, kind of a hot take to be a cop in 2022 as your costume. Them boys ain't doing too hot.
Yeah, their stock dropped.
Yeah, I'd be like, I don't know if that's what I would show up to a party as in this day and age.
Firefighters got to be loving that, though. Less competition. They're like, because firefighters,
you know what's so funny? You ever seen just like a deck of firefighters? Half of them, hottest dudes in the world. The other half, look like they drink IPAs mixed with maple syrup. Just good-looking dudes.
It is funny.
But like, there's no middle ground. They're either like fucking smoking, or they're just like, yeah, this guy definitely knows where to get a good cigar in Nantucket.
Yeah, it's like a fucking troglodyte.
Yeah.
You're like, you drink too much lemonade. You ever look at a dude, you're like, you drink too much lemonade.
I look at somebody and go, they know where to get a good big gulp around town.
Big gulps. That is a wild concept to me.
What cup holder do those fit in?
Literally a Tahoe and that's it.
They're so big.
I mean, how do you walk in? Not how do you. There's so many people. It's just funny to me. You walk in, you go, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to fill this Home Depot bucket size of a cup up with Mountain Dew, and it is 8:15 in the morning.
Yeah, but I think that's just...
I'm going to teach kindergarten.
That's just like, you just sip on it all day.
I think that's what it is, right?
Has anybody ever filled a big gulp with water?
That's not real. You can't. That's illegal. You got arrested by the cop. Water. The only time this has ever been happening is if there's a fire. And even then they go, we'll put a little Mountain Dew in there.
Yeah, just a little spice up that fire.
Yeah.
Let them know who the real boss is.
Can you put out a fire with like Sprite? Or do you think the glucose is really going to ignite it? Fire's hilarious. Stop, drop, and roll. That's not going to help. That won't help. There's gasoline on my leg. You think it's going to help? I was just shot by a firecracker. You think stop, drop, and roll is going to be a thing that's going to help me?
Goddamn.
What do you? If you wake up in your house, there's a full-blown fire. What are you doing?
Making an omelet.
Hilarious.
Realistically, you know how people are always like, what's the one thing you'd grab running out of a fire? I'm not grabbing anything. I'm nervous.
You're not going to grab your cat, you fucking asshole?
Blue, come on, man. He blends right in with the fire. Realistically, I would grab loot. I would for sure grab loot, man. I fucking love that guy.
Yeah.
But other than that, what do you, like
I'm grabbing Greta and my hard drive. And you're like, would you grab your girlfriend? She'll figure it out. For the love of God, don't clip that. for real, unless she's asleep or something. We're on the first floor.
It is interesting because like when the fire is happening, it's chaotic. I think, same thing. I'd be like, laptop and I don't know.
Yes,
maybe one Birkenstock.
I don't need anything, but things that I can't replace. Cotton Gigi, and I got like two hard drives with everything on it, and I can replace everything else.
What do you do if there's a guy with a gun? Your house on fire, but then a guy with a gun shows up.
I mean, this sounds really bad.
Well, he's the one that lit your house on fire. Arson.
Oh, okay.
Anybody who commits arson is like, I think that's the craziest thing you can do as a human. Yeah.
You know what I say? I look at him like, wow, I can't believe you're waiting here all day.
I missed a joke. Anyone else?
No, I don't know what it was.
Remember when I was, remember when I was jerking off in the shower and I'm like, wow, I can't believe you waited all day. Yeah. I mean, it was really funny.
Okay.
Anyways.
What did the comments decide? Let us know. But he goes, you have all your hard drives in one hand and Gigi in the other. And he goes, one or the other.
Give me the hard drives.
But he's wearing a TikTok shirt. Oh.
I'm joking. Give me a Captain America. I'll fucking do more crowd work. I couldn't live with myself if I didn't have my mem again.
Oh, could you imagine you leave the dog, you post a clip, like, think out of a hard drive, TikTok account gets deleted.
I'll kill myself.
Are you dressing Gigi up for Halloween?
Yeah.
He said he's going to be Dobby.
Dobby.
And my girl's going to buy some Harry Potter shit.
Can you Google Dobby dog costume?
Dude, it's so cute, bro.
Is she bringing Gigi out with her?
Yeah. She's gonna bring a sheet.
They have a UPS outfit for dogs.
Yeah, dog. There's so many funny ass dogs.
I think you spelled doggy.
That's it.
That's really cute.
Because remember, Dobby loves socks.
Cute. Wait, is this a play because Stiff Socks the podcast?
No, Gigi.
Do you listen to that show, by the way?
Stiff Socks is pretty good. Yeah, yeah. That Michael guy, he's really good.
Dobby.
Yeah, Dobby. And you remember Dobby loves socks.
Oh, wait. Is your girl making it or buying it?
Not making it. I mean, this is just, you could cut a duvet in half.
That's what I'm saying. Like this.
Can you imagine if I bought this?
Well, no. Just asking.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I was going to say, like, this looks like something you would have your girl wear and be like, oh, I'm fucking Harry Potter. Let me slither in.
Yeah, it's pretty hot. Halloween, dude, there was a Halloween costume we were at.
Look at that cat, the snail. Where we're at? The third one.
Where?
nothing like a dumb outfit. A listener at one show brought me a pumpkin to put on Pluto. I have it somewhere. It's so cute.
That's so cute.
Snail cat.
I've never seen
cats hate costumes.
I was going to say, I've never seen a cat with a costume on.
They're so mad. They literally just load up a revolver and put it on me.
Yeah, they really do always look. Well, actually, no. I'm going to take that back. Pluto, and I've said this a billion times, Pluto's the only cat where like legit looks happy in the face.
Yeah.
He like prances around. You're like, whoa, man. He looks happy.
This cat. Think about that. This is the best photo they got of that cat that day. That's the best one.
Look at that.
They took 37 before they scratched the PA's eye and retina out. That's the best one they have.
That's terrible. Chewy.com.
They are so rich.
Stupid. So rich.
So these are the best-selling sexy Halloween costumes.
Oh, this is incredible. God damn. You could last of this dude.
Oh, God. Oh, vampire. Yeah. They have cop twice?
Yeah, there's two different cop outfits are two of the best-selling.
So which one, Trev, you had to pick one?
Oktoberfest fits kind of go hard.
Yeah.
This one?
That one. Yeah. I like the one.
Gothic Little Red Riding Hood?
Where we at? Click it!
Damn.
Holy Toledo.
I'm gonna be honest, the dress is too puffy.
I'd leave it on. Just pull it up.
No wolf will be able to resist you.
Fuck. Oh!
Hey, you just did that.
Me too. I didn't even commit. I didn't like it so much.
Can I see the other ones, Gabe?
Yeah.
Oh, the convict one's hot too. You want to go to jail or you want to come?
Oh, cat lady. Now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah, the cat lady's really
cat woman, yeah.
What is it about like authority ones where it's like FBI or SWAT or cop that's hot? Is it just because it's like the opposite of what they actually are?
Yeah, it's like this weird like power dynamic thing. I don't think it's hot, to be honest.
Trev, would you rather have this cat woman or the cat woman with the tail?
No, that's an actual cat.
Go back. I mean, right? Whoever that lady is, DM me.
What about this one though?
Probably the full body one with the little mask on.
Yeah.
It feels more like BDSM shit, you know?
Yeah, dude.
I'll pull out a fucking laser pointer, wrangle her up, you know what I'm saying?
Just throw water on her.
Some wired headphones.
Oh, fucking hot.
Get cat lady going.
I will say, dude, I was in the Halloween store and there was this one costume. It just had a wig. It had like a green wig. I don't even remember the rest. And I was literally with my girl. And I was like, maybe you should get that one. Something about like a weird color wig.
Well, you know those parties that girls will have where they all wear like pastel, like a pink or like a super, super platinum blonde wig?
What is that?
I don't know what it is, but like any girl puts that wig on and I'm like trying to be Mrs. Wallace.
Oh, you know what it is? You know what I like? Rave wear. Not all the time, but like as a costume.
But like going to like shopping at like Pier 1 Imports or something?
Fuck, yeah.
Oh, no, but I also like that, like, what is that cut where it's like kind of...
A pixie. Like a pixie cut?
Really short haircut?
Short, but it like comes around on the side. All those wigs have that same look.
Yeah. Bobby? I think we're talking about the same thing.
You're talking about like, it's like, we've looked at it on the show, the Natalie Portman in Closer.
Yes, dude!
Google. Yeah.
Please.
Use it.
Natalie Portman in general is so beautiful. In Closer, crazy.
It's called a Bob.
Bob. Yeah, Bob. Yep. But bring it up though. Smart. I just would like to look. Yeah. And she's such a great actress. Horrible at comedy.
Yeah.
That is so good.
Yes. What? Yeah. What is it?
I don't know, dude.
Because she can have that frickin' same. She can have that same exact haircut with like brown hair, hot. But you put the pink on. I'm like, what the bitch? Are you Mewtwo? What's going on here?
It's like
I'm Team Rocket.
It's like futuristic, like metaversey. I don't know.
That was 2004. Damn, they've been doing this.
It's like, who are those women that play video games all the time? It's like that world.
Streamers?
E-girl.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. The E-girl shit.
E-girl
shit will have me erect.
Dude, in like 7 years. Oh, there it is.
Thank you.
Sorry I was late on that one.
It's okay, man.
I think like Spirit Halloween in like 7 years is going to make the Twitch streamer costume.
100%.
They,
I'm in.
They are so late on trends, probably because they don't have employees until, I don't know, September.
Yeah, who the hell?
What are they doing the rest of the year?
I literally walked up to one of them. I was like, oh, hey, do you have a bathroom? He didn't even turn around and says, no. Didn't even turn around.
They're not real people that work there.
There's no way. It was
computer generated.
Packed out.
Oh my God.
It was right so now? Packed.
Well, dude, you are the week of. It's insane.
Yeah.
Have you been to Halloween Horror Nights out here?
I have been one time.
Why'd your eyes light up like that?
What's it called?
Halloween Horror Nights?
Oh.
Not Horror Nights.
It sort of is.
Title.
Halloween Horror Nights.
Halloween Horror Nights.
I'm in.
Me too.
No, but the one in Universal. Have you guys been?
Yeah.
I've been one time, yeah.
Recently?
Not recently. I went last year, not this year.
I went like 4 years ago, 5 years ago. It was really fun.
It's cool.
My girl gets scared easily, so she doesn't want to go.
I'm oh,
like,
really?
Yeah, I'm like, it'd be so fun.
Yeah, but
she doesn't like roller coasters either.
Roller coasters I get.
I don't get it.
Well, but like roller coasters, something for real wrong could happen. Like a screw could come off and all of a sudden you're just a slingshot in the stratosphere.
Yeah, but you could also walk outside and get hit in the head with a ladder and be paralyzed. I mean, everything can happen.
Yeah.
You're also in a car that goes 98 miles an hour every day of your life. Every day.
Yeah.
Just slam the back of a fucking U-Haul truck dead. It'd be awesome. Just laying in a box. Your family doesn't have to work that hard.
But that's when she's like, oh, I get scared easy. You'd be like, I'll protect you.
I'm not going to, though. If you're in a fire, I'll leave you.
You're not having your cases here.
No, I hear you. How do you feel about bringing a girl like a scary movie and be like, fucking.
Look, if it's like 1973, sure.
100%.
Like modern day, like.
It's weird. It's weird. That and like, oh, let's play pool together so I can teach you how to play pool. It's so weird. What if you suck at pool, but you're still trying to teach him?
Yeah.
I had a date one time where I went to the driving range and it was, I didn't want to be that guy to like stand behind it. Like, this is how you fuck. I like.
No, but I remember you talking about the date on this podcast. You're like, it was so fun. I taught her how to golf. Was that who I think it was?
Yeah.
She came up on my For You page the other day.
Really?
Yep.
Delete.
No comment.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I want to go.
I want to go. You've never been?
I went like 3 or 4 years. I haven't been since the pandemic.
I think it's probably super slam packed. And I think it's $1 billion.
I looked up ticket prices.
Let me guess.
It is
$65.
Bro.
More?
Yes. Dude, GA is like maybe $150.
Shut.
And then
up.
Like the pass to get front of line and like cut like one, like whatever. It's like $360. I'm
shut
like, bro,
up.
This is EDC
per
prices.
Ticket?
Who is scaring me? Diplo? 360? I better have Skrillex dressed as the Texas Chainsaw Massacre being like, blah, 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 blah.
Dude.
$360. Yes.
I wouldn't pay $360
to get
anything.
Scared.
To get scared? Who the hell is scared? No one's scaring me. You're an actor that hasn't made it yet. The only thing scary is your career.
That is funny. When they jump out to scare you, grab my shoulders and go, you're just mad that it hasn't worked out yet.
Yeah, just hand him back
keep
their
trying.
Headshot.
And then you double pat him on the shoulder and go, one day.
Do you know how many actors who super made it that did Halloween Horror Nights?
That's what I was just going to
so
say.
So many.
It's like, that is a funny trajectory. It's either that or like tour guide, but people, the tour guides at Universal, a lot of people do shit like that, then make it.
Some of those tour guides are actually for real funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You don't want it to be, but then they sneak. But
they
sometimes
really
your body
do.
Just, when it's genuinely funny, you don't even have control of your body. You just laugh. And you're like, you got one.
It's funny.
That's how I feel about flight attendants. Sometimes they got heaters.
They really do.
Sometimes.
Sometimes it's
easy crowd,
so
though.
Rote, though.
I am doing a best man speech this weekend. I'm nervous.
Oh, because I would be so nervous too, because everyone just, there's so much pressure because, oh, that is a professional comedian. This is going to be funny.
Right. Oh. Also, the dude side of the family, love him, known him my whole life. That's the side I'm with. His family is like very just traditional. They're older. And then the fiance, the wife's side, all from the Dominican Republic. Not a lot of them speak very fluent English.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm going to bomb.
Yeah.
And if I'm bombing, I'm going to revert to crowd work.
Can you imagine if you just went into your act?
Oh, I'm going to clip it. I'm going to film it. I'm going to wear a lav mic.
There was a comic that did. Oh, super funny comic, Samuel Bade. Literally clipped his best man speech.
Really?
Yeah.
How'd it do?
I don't know how the actual clip did, but he was doing stand-up. Like, he was doing...
Was he hired at the wedding to perform stand-up, or he was doing best man speech, but also...
It's a really good question. I don't know. But he was wearing a suit.
It's funny if you just got hired to do stand-up, and you're like, dude, this best man speech is great.
Oh, this guy's hilarious. But, it was, like, really... I mean, Sammy, like, writes jokes, so it was, like, fucking, like,
I wrote it last night. I have it. I can show it to you. But, like, I don't know if it's too, like, inside or whatever, but...
Yeah.
I did throw some zingers in there.
Have to.
Keep it lively.
What was that thing in Wedding Crashers where, like, stop trying to be funny and just talk from the heart?
Remember that? I feel like that in everything.
Say again?
I feel like that in everything, though.
So are you going to just do some heaters up top and then really go into, man, this guy's...
It ends on a wholesome note, but in the beginning, it's like
well, this guy's drunk.
No, I mean, it talks about, like, the points at life of when it's like, you know, I met him in middle school, joke. Yeah, and then we grew up and went to high school together, joke. And then we lived together in L.A., joke. You know, like, I'm talking about our history, but also throwing some zingers in there.
That's good. Yeah, I mean, dude, that's exactly... Well, I only had one best man speech. That's exactly what I did. And when I was the best man, the dude was a comic. So he had so many, not stand-ups, but like really, really, really funny comedic actors and improv. So they know what funny is.
No, this boy in finance.
I was legit nervous. I was like, God, this could for real bomb. But yeah. the crowds in weddings are cake. They're super easy.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm hoping. Whatever, who gives a shit? It's funny if I bomb, it's funny if I do well.
If you bomb, clip it, because that's so funny to me.
That's what I'm saying.
That's great.
Yeah, act like I'm not going to put my iPhone 12 on a fucking drink coaster next to me.
Put the Sennheiser in effect.
Yeah.
Good. Love,
Mike. Are we live?
Are we live? All right.
What is this shit called? Sparkling water?
Dry ice.
Sparkling water, that's all it is. Do you like sparkling water? Idiot.
Sir. You don't?
You get hydrated off that?
Yeah, it's water, just like with...
False. Wrong. False advertising.
No, it's the same thing.
Is it?
Gatorade needs to come out with sparkling water.
Is sparkling water that's been sitting out for a few days water?
Yes. It just doesn't have CO2 in it anymore.
But it tastes the same?
Same.
It'll taste like water.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not... It tastes like flat, like if water aluminum. Could taste flat.
Yeah.
That's how it tastes, yeah.
It's like you're chewing on soft barbed wire.
It's not bad.
Thank you.
You know what recent sauce that I found in my life? The barbecue sauce from a Trader Joe's. Bitch, talk dirty
like
to me
their
in
brand?
My shower. Yeah. Like crazy.
Barbecue sauce in general is just the best sauce.
What do you
mean?
Chick-fil-A sauce?
Well, I'm saying generic, like store bought. Between like ranch, mustard. Have you ever ran out of a bottle of mustard?
Never.
No.
I use it twice a year.
Four squirts, and then you go buy a bunch of sandwich shit, and you go, I should probably get a new gallon of this.
Four squirts 7 years ago.
There's a lot of variety of mustard, too. The ones with little beads in it. Dijon.
What are that shit? What's Dijon?
I don't know.
I mean, no one knows. Honey mustard's the best mustard. Is that mustard?
Yeah.
Great. It's the best mustard. Honey mustard's the best.
Great.
I like Dijon. All right, what are you, British? People that are British have the dumbest taste buds. They do. My girl's whole side of the family is British. Like, do you like this chocolate? It's like, it's fucking mulch. It's not chocolate. And they like orange filling, and it's weird. It's like, oh, you like this chocolate? Because it has blue cheese in it.
Yeah. That's why
you lost the war, you fucking idiot. That's why we dumped all your tea in the water.
I mean, you look back on the tea is hilarious.
We took the tea, we dumped it in water.
It's very childish.
It's hilarious.
You like this? Water damage.
Yeah.
Were the fish like chamomile?
100%. They were so sleepy for like a day and a half.
Unless they got green tea, them fools were active.
Oh yeah, that's how we got the Loch Ness
Monster.
To
Australia. Whoa.
Whoa.
We both said jokes at the same time.
So who's funnier?
Let us know in the audience. Where are we? So wait, what's the number one hottest? I want to know like what the worst. Like, what's the least sexy outfit that people can make sexy?
Oh,
like, a bitch is out here dressing like, Lois is bad. Like, Meg Griffin,
no, I think
she's
like
underage. Don't do that.
Okay. Well, we've been, this episode, whole thing. I think like anything, can a girl take anything and make it whorish? Like, she was like, man, I want to be a rock. Not the rock. Like, a rock. Make it hot. Here we go.
So this is BuzzFeed, the 17 worst sexy outfits.
When was this
costumes.
Written? 2020. BuzzFeed's still kicking? Wild.
Yeah. Number 17 is sexy Lola Bunny.
That is
so hot.
This is why BuzzFeed pissed me off. That should be number one hottest outfit ever.
Yeah.
Lola Bunny, I understand that she's a cartoon. I would leave my whole family for Lola Bunny if she was a cartoon in real. I don't know how that works.
Very easy. You lock your door and you say goodbye.
honestly, in the metaverse, if someone was like, who would you want to marry? It would be Lola Bunny. She but could the, hoop but the, and get pounded out.
But imagine you get dunked on.
She could dunk on me. I would just eat her cooter as she's dunking on me.
It might be a technical foul.
No, yeah, but in the look best at the, way.
The hottest thing about that outfit is it's just basketball clothes. And then yeah. You put some bunny ears on it and your imagination goes wild. See her in the shower.
Fuck.
Keep scrolling. This is going to piss me off, but Sexy Grinch, I'm in.
Oh.
She looks like a fucking couch pillow from Pier 1. Second Pier 1 plug of the episode. Thank you.
She literally looks like grass. That's what she looks like. She looks like a putt
runner. Todd, though. I look like I want to take Molly and pet her.
Oh,
keep scrolling.
Yeah. Jesus.
I'm sorry.
The sexy Buzz Lightyear for men.
This list
I'm
is,
in.
This list is great. There's nothing.
I mean, first
like,
of all, give him some bulge. Okay, I mean, look, this is terrible.
The chewy cat with the snail's back. Keep going.
I am
sexy
so,
Woody.
I am so fucking in.
Hey,
it's out
there's
of
two control. Woodies in this room.
I don't get the joke.
My cock.
Oh, okay. Dude, I would go behind her and pull the string and have her be like, fuck me.
What if you looked at her shoe and it was another dude's name?
Those are two good Woody jokes.
Great jokes. What is this?
Banana bread?
See, this is where you'd think the list would start. Starting with like the Lola Bunny?
Yeah.
Don't disrespect her
this
like that.
This is a costume for a poor person or someone who forgot it was Halloween.
Yeah, well, that seems like the costume is Halloween night and then you had to go to Spirit Halloween and be like, fuck, what am I going to wear? And like, we got banana pudding.
I was Alexa one year.
Like the robot?
Yeah. I literally dressed in all black and took a blue, you know.
Was I with you?
I think so. I think we hung out that night.
Was that the night? Dude.
Give it to me.
All right. This is the funniest thing I've ever in my life. I think I said it on here. We were all at dinner. It was like Halloween the night, or we went to Halloween before going out and we went to dinner You had a girl with you pre-girlfriend days.
Yeah.
Pandemic, AKA street cleaning days.
But there was no Mondays and Thursdays. That bitch was always cleaning.
Always, always. And
no condoms. Wear condoms, guys. Lifestyles.
But I forget what I asked. I was like, what is hot to you for a thing that you and Michael do? And she goes, I just do whatever I'm told.
Yeah.
The restaurant stopped.
Yeah.
I mean, the bartender, the liquid, he was still pouring. No liquid came out.
No.
Bottle might have been empty. But it shut down. And then you were like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was the best moment.
Because it was like, it wasn't like you nudge him, like, say this. Nope. Like, it was authentic. She's like, I just do whatever he wants.
Wild. Yeah.
Good insane. Moment.
It was one of the best moments of my life.
Highlight tape. Think about that in the shower. Keep scrolling.
I might, actually. Oh, hold on. Scroll up real quick.
Band app costume. Go down.
Nope. Feet.
AKA, yeah,
what is this?
What?
What is this?
This is sexy TikTok. But
they
band.
Literally did band.
I'm so confused what this is.
That girl is so hot that I wouldn't even give a fuck. She's like, I'm literally banned TikTok. I'm like, awesome. Great.
What? Well, I don't even understand what that is.
I don't know either.
Yeah, I mean, this lady could dress like a leaf blower. I wouldn't give a fuck.
Blow me. Hey.
Hey, all right.
Keep going. This is where the list should have started.
Oh, my Velma, Jesus
so
Christ.
Odd. Dude, you ever go on, okay, oddly specific, you ever go on seeing like the Velma role plays online?
Yep.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yep.
Yo.
Uh-huh.
No wonder she couldn't find them glasses. She was looking for the ring cam.
Hold up. Cock.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I mean, also, I'm going to be honest, all these women are so goddamn hot that it doesn't matter. I mean, this is...
Be a what damn is, Dyson what vacuum. Keep going. Dexter... Ooh.
What's,
Dee Dee.
What is
Dexter's
this
Laboratory.
It's a Cartoon Network. Dee Dee.
Oh, yeah.
I'll give you this, Dee Dee.
I don't understand that joke. Sexy pizza rat.
Wait,
and,
this
dude,
one.
First of all, the pizza
that, if
slices,
anybody's down for that, it's your Ninja Turtle boy over here.
Wow. I mean, they're literally pointing to her vulva.
Also, yeah, you didn't need the pizza. It's just a normal rat costume with pizza.
I mean, talk about pizza, pizza.
Didn't think it would land? Did. Tater thought.
Tater, that's
that
great.
That one's kind of hard.
That's great.
So am I.
That's not the old.
Fishnets with tater tots? Interesting.
Fishnets with anything. You could wear fishnets with a fucking IHOP costume. And
I thought. Title?
What is this?
Despicable Me. Hot.
This is a sexy minion.
Hot. Still hot.
I'm honestly out on that. I don't like it.
What?
Sorry. Oh! Oh, fuck you guys! Fuck, I have one in here!
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's so weird. See, oh, but, whoa.
So they have it on here. Sexy cookie seller caution.
They can't even say it.
Yeah, okay. Are you kidding me? FBI has a gun at them. Be like, type it. Have the intern type it. Dude, here's the thing.
What?
And this is going to retract everything I said earlier.
What?
That girl in that looks so hot.
Sure.
Bitch could sell me vanilla wafers and I'd be like, here's my car.
Yeah.
Good save on your end.
Thank you.
Sexy undecided voter? What the fuck?
Honestly, cut this part of this episode. What in the fucking woke bullshit is this? Fucking Biden fucks. I don't know. I'm just joking. I'm just joking.
But here's the thing.
What?
She could come up to you and tell you that. You're going to hate number four. She could come up to you and tell you that. And I'd be like, you're still a track. I don't care. You could be dressed up as the bottom of a Birkenstock. Are we making children or what?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter. It literally doesn't matter. I'm an Android phone. I don't give a fuck. Here's my green air bubble.
It's also like every dude shows up. He's like, I'm a Saturdays are for the boys flag. Like, we're not doing anything better than this.
No.
That's who she's based on, by the way. That's who? Ken Bone.
Who the fuck is Ken
Bone? Ken Bone.
He went viral for a second in the debates and
I remember him.
Years ago.
What in the
sexy
fucking
fake news? BuzzFeed.
I don't even understand.
Sexy
what this,
fake news.
I don't understand.
It's just fake news, but she's got a rap.
My dad would be rock hard off that.
The fake news.
Does he just jerk off
my,
to Fox?
My dad has jumped into Fox News. Like,
I don't know what happens.
Like
you turn 57, and all of a sudden, you hear the TV talking, and you're like, yeah.
Yeah, there is a.
yeah, you know what?
Yeah.
this place is going to shit.
There's a moment when you're like 46, and you're like half CNN and half Fox. Then you turn 53, and you go, you know what? Fox is that's it.
You know it's bad when you put the TV remote down after you turn it off and you say out loud to nobody at all, you go, somebody had to say it. That's when you and Fox News just become one.
Yeah.
And then you turn it on every day. Keep it pimping costume. This is hot.
I mean, so what is that?
Pussycat Williams.
She's the pimp?
Yeah, she's anything? The pimp.
Giant boob costume.
I mean,
dude, this guy right here is banned from a lot of local Hooters. Like, look at this guy.
Huh? I mean,
his face says it all.
That guy
looks like Mike Wazowski.
Like, literally.
That got nothing? What the fuck? It's the best thing of that whole episode. If you're listening on audio, go to this point in the video and tell me that's the best joke I've ever heard. He looks like an eyeball. I'll stick with Mike Wazowski. Okay, this
what
is
what
in the illegal is going on?
Absolutely not, but at the same time,
no.
This
dude,
list,
there's adult giant babies all the time. This is like a real fetish. Oh, man. Google it.
Google goggle it.
That was the best joke you made all podcast.
My volume shooter, baby. I'll miss a lot, but when I get that fucking boy, we out of here. You better be swimming for that ball in San Francisco in a kayak.
That was great. Also, Google it. There's giant babies everywhere.
what a weird list. Imagine this guy's search history. Jail.
Well, that's what they're saying. This is the worst sexy Halloween costumes.
Oh.
Great, but some of those weren't bad. Lola Bunny?
Lola Bunny. Dude, the first one. And then, yeah. All right.
How do you feel about couples costumes where they do joint like...
They're a day and a half away from breaking up.
What's funny is, like, as the guy, you can't shoot it down. No. She's like, you be a beer pong cup, I'll be a, I'll be a ping pong ball.
I did shoot it down, though. We were in the costume store, and there was one loofah and one soap, and I was like, I'm good. I'm not going to fucking dress. I'm not going
to
do it.
Well, here's the thing. My anxiety is she goes to the bathroom for, like, 7 minutes, and I'm just standing there as a loofah. And people are like, the fuck? Like, my soap girlfriend is somewhere.
Well,
so what were you saying? I cut you off. Sorry. I do
no,
that
no, I just, I just said I wasn't going to do that. But I will say it is what. Let's try to figure this out. What's the worst costume to be solo as? Like, if your girl leaves, I'm a like you can't. Like, it looks so fucking weird to be that thing without the second one. Like, maybe just peanut butter. Like, no, it makes more sense with jelly.
Okay, that's up there. I'm trying to think.
Is there one like
if you type in couples costumes, well, they're all gonna be some wholesome shit.
They're all gonna work.
A plug.
What?
A plug and an outlet.
That's kinda hot.
But if you're alone.
What's the best costume to fuck in? Not that.
Oh. To fucking?
Well, I'm saying if you're both wearing a costume, beat it up.
Something with a skirt, so you don't have to take anything off.
True.
God, drunk Halloween sex is so hot. Just cat makeup everywhere.
Yeah, everybody be role-playing on Halloween.
God damn it.
How do you feel about the guy that shows up to a costume party in normal clothes and he goes, I don't do costumes.
Go home. Go home, he's a school shooter. You know what I mean? I mean,
I think that's big. I have a felon activity.
Yeah, there's something. You're there to sell drugs to people.
And you stand out, though. You could just lie and be like, I'm a drug dealer.
Yeah, how do you feel about people that just like wear like any clothes and just put a sign and they're like, I'm this.
Like when they're in Alexa?
Well, at least I did some. I took, you didn't let me finish. I literally took, what is it? The trash bag thing. You know, the blue trash bag, the tie.
The liner,
I took
the
tie out.
Smart.
And then I put it around my head, like the blue light. And it was the same color. Like I didn't do it on, it was oddly the same color. And then I had like the Alexa symbol and dressed all black. It wasn't my finest.
No, I feel you. That's creative. And it's nice because it's low stakes. I like a costume where at midnight I can go fuck this and get rid of it.
Yeah.
You threw away a cardboard sign and a homeless man's belt. It's very easy. Goodbye. Okay.
Yeah. I was, the Halloween that you were talking about, when that girl said that at dinner, I was dressed like a TikToker.
Oh, that's right.
Do you remember that?
Was.
I had like the TikTok thing and I had like the earrings.
Yeah, but
and
that
shit.
One's great because you throw away the beanie and then you're just a normal dude in Hollywood.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't too far off. Yeah, if I just took the TikTok symbol off my shirt.
Yeah. I like a happy middle ground, you know, throwing some cat ears. Meow, bitch.
Yeah. What up? Give me some milk. Your tits.
Woof, woof. It's not the noise cats make.
Not even close.
On Halloween, they might.
Maybe. What do cats dress up as? Snails?
We got to do sock talks.
Yeah, sock talk.
Gabe, do you ever think about just cutting us off?
No.
Interesting.
I like let it roll. See what happens.
Yay.
Yeah,
because sometimes let it roll and...
I just did finger guns, but I realized I have mittens on. And you didn't see it.
Jack, what are you going to be for Halloween?
Nickelback. Put a nickel on my back.
Honestly, I wanted to hate. Very smart.
Yep. Yeah.
Are you going to get like a life-size one or just a single
No,
one?
Just a single.
No, you
got
a life-size one.
No, it's almost funnier because people go, what do you dress up? And then you just do the 180 and they're like, ah.
But are you going to just glue it to like a hoodie or something?
Yeah.
It's honestly smart.
It's not bad. Yeah, can you dress like, do one of them have a specific look that you can
they
like?
They look like I'm dressed right now. They're like rocker.
Oh,
dude.
Yeah.
Gabe,
oh,
okay. You haven't showed your own. You got to hop on here.
What do you, Gabe?
So I was supposed to be dressed as an audio engineer, which the main thing is just have long hair with a ponytail. But the wig that I got makes me look like a glam rocker from the 70s.
Yeah, it's a really shiny hair.
It's very shiny. So
you look like that one stone you get in the sea, abalone.
Abalone?
Is that a thing?
I have no idea what
you're talking about. I thought you said abalone.
You know what? Here's
bologna's
here, I'm
underrated.
I'm going to be my own Gabe, and I'm going to Google that because if this is going to make me sound really dumb. If it's, abalone? Abalone.
This is... now I
abalone. I don't know how to spell.
100%. Now I know why girls always play with their hair. It's really fun.
Is it kind of nice?
Yeah. Trev, would you beat if I like looked at you and I was playing with my hair like this?
And you're wearing that?
Yeah.
God, no.
Come on, dude.
I would literally get in my car, put it in sport, and find you.
Find me. I'm already here.
No, there is something hot about hair play. Abalone? You ever seen these shows? We could have ended this episode a while ago.
What? It looks like a giant jelly bean.
Jelly beans suck.
They're so bad.
I'm just saying, out of the consistency, there's like three colors that are like, it's like root beer and then blue and that's it.
Can we ask this question really quick since it's the Halloween episode and then we'll get into sock talk? What is your favorite Halloween candy to get, Mr. Wallace?
I love sour. I'm going to go with, if I'm like opening up my bag, what did you use as a child to collect the candy?
I used
There's only one correct answer.
Pillowcase.
Yep, there you go.
And the pillow that I took out of it got fucked a bunch. I remember that.
I'll say this: the worst one to get was the mounds with the coconut. My dad loves those bars, and he would like go through and steal them. I'm like, good.
Yeah, get
them
out of here.
Go to a fucking Margaritaville and eat them.
Who the hell gets those and says, "Oh, cool, good Halloween"?
Yeah.
Did you ever have a person that idiot that handed out like notebooks and fucking and apples?
Hot dogs, apples.
What the hell are you doing?
Pretzels. Pretzels is the worst.
Pretzels is crazy.
The worst. I mean, at least put a razor blade in there to fucking make the night better.
The best candy. This is a random one, but I love the small sour punch straws and individual tubes. I like Swedish fish.
What? No.
And Milky Way. Milky Way Midnight. Swedish fish are great.
No.
What did you say? Milky Way Midnight?
Yeah. Sorry. We had money growing up in the fucking
suburbs.
That's
not money. That's not money.
Yeah, it is.
That's
money?
That's poor decision making. Money is full size. Insert the thing.
Well, sometimes they
full size Snickers.
What? This is like a dark chocolate.
Milky Way. So good.
Terrible.
So good.
Out of any chocolate you could have chosen,
yeah, that's the best one.
No,
Reese's Pieces
as a
are good.
Kid, you liked dark chocolate.
That's wild.
That's school shooter activity.
No, that's private school money energy.
No,
dark
not.
Chocolate.
You didn't even go to private school.
But my taste buds did. If you're a kid, if you're a kid and you like white chocolate, check his backpack for something that rhymes with Glock.
Cock.
Dark chocolate, dude. Have you never had one of those in the Milky Way Midnights?
No. I like dark chocolate now as an adult, but as a kid,
yeah.
I was like, this
yeah, but Gabe, you like heroin at 13, so your taste buds are askew.
That's true.
What's your favorite candies to get?
I don't know. I feel like you like collected like Brussels sprouts, you fucking weirdo.
I just told you what I collected.
Now, Milky Way dark chocolate's crazy.
So good. I'm going to go get one after this. By the way, I post-made a candy to my house last night.
That's really nice.
For myself.
Yeah, it's great.
What do you like?
Reese's Pieces was my favorite one.
Okay, that's solid.
Like, full size. There was one person in our neighborhood that literally handed out full size stuff. I don't know what the hell was happening in that house. No one even knew
that
person.
Yeah, ours was a little weird.
Well, yeah. And then there was Reese's Pieces. Like, yeah, so they had full size Reese's Pieces and they weren't Snickers. What's the other one?
Butterfingers.
No.
Butterfingers are good.
Yeah. Butterfingers, so good. Three Musketeers. It was three Musketeer bars and full size Reese's
Pieces. What's
the
Three Musketeers again?
It's like Milky Way.
They're not great.
They're kind of fluffy. If that makes
sense.
So it's a Milky Way. The thing I was just talking about.
Yeah, I think they're the same.
Milky Way and Three Musketeers are very similar.
You know what the worst one is? Payday. Rolled that bitch up in peanuts and called it a day.
Yeah.
What am I gonna go to LA Fitness after this?
It looks like a Milky Way with
Musketeers.
No caramel.
Oh, yeah. Stupid, dumb. Let's sleep on it. Use it as a Tempur-Pedic mattress.
No, Milky Ways are fire. The dark chocolate ones are crazy. But
so you do like dark chocolate?
No, crazy in a bad way. Terrible. Awful. Awful. I would literally rather get carrots than fucking dark chocolate. Carrots are not bad.
How do you feel about caramel apples?
Fire.
So good.
But here, can I say this? Can you cut them?
Yeah.
I'd rather them be cut and then carameled. Because I don't want the, like the whole, my teeth fall out.
Oh, dude.
I got fake teeth. Those
things. Oh, yeah. Those things pull up on braces hard.
Yeah.
Braces are nervous. Braces is like a turkey's Thanksgiving.
Got it.
Yep.
Sorry, I had to run into my brain.
Yeah, that makes me feel smart. But what's your favorite sour candy to get?
Sour Patch Kids, not even close.
Sour Patch Kids are great.
But the straws, I will say.
Straws are great.
I like straws more than Sour Patch Kids.
You know what candy I oddly like and they're not good is Twizzlers.
Twizzlers are terrible, but the Twizzlers pull and peel, fire.
The pull ones are good. The ones that are just like a tube,
ew.
I'll eat a fuck ton of them, but they're not good.
Oh, you will eat them. I don't eat them. They're disgusting. There's no flavor. There's zero flavor.
It's like drinking a LaCroix. It's like you have to believe in the flavor for it to be there.
You know what? That is so fucking, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. You're like, I think this is licorice.
Yeah.
I want to go trick-or-treating. Is that illegal?
No. Maybe. Can we? If you show up at a person's house
you would get
in
some,
this neighborhood, no. People are like, what are you doing?
You would get some like, oh, okay. I guess everyone's a kid these days.
Yeah.
You want some milk inside?
Oh, now I'd come inside. What if I brought Greta and was like, she's trick-or-treating? Then I think we could do it. She can't have any because she's fat. I cut off everybody.
Yeah, I was trying to find the joke.
I cut her off.
But I do picture you carrying Gigi instead of walking her house to house.
Well, she can't walk that much.
Gigi.
Cut in a mile.
How many miles per hour do you think she could get?
Legit?
Yeah.
She's pretty fucking speedy, dog.
Yeah, they save up their energy. They got that NOS button.
Yeah, I think she could go, I think she can get about 20 miles an hour.
Really?
Yeah.
There's no way, dude. A German Shepherd goes 30 miles an hour. Greta's not going 20.
She's fast as fuck, dude.
Bro, you put a double-double on the other side of the freeway? No, but dogs do, all dogs. Like,
look it up.
Even, what French,
terrier.
You know French bulldogs?
Yeah, those things are like
those are dense.
They have 3 years until they die. Like literally.
But there's not an inch of space wasted on like it is a dense boy. But even those, when they take off,
yeah,
they it's you know it's a weird run.
It's
but,
so weird.
But they'll kick it in motorsport.
They come out of their mom's vagina like with sleep apnea. Like, it's terrible. They come out that, it's awful. They're so cute, but they have such a small lifespan. Can we look up how fast a terrier is?
Yeah, Jack Russells go 30 miles an hour.
What the fuck? Well, not
30. Greg, so, dude, 20 miles an hour is not as fast as you think it is.
20 miles, bird scooters talk about a 17.
No.
I know bird scooters.
Why?
I'm white.
All right.
And a turtle. Yeah, they top out at 17. They have a little speedometer on it.
That's great. Should we jump into a little
Sock Talk? A little bit of Sock Talk. All right, guys. You ready for Sock Talk?
Oh, dude, I'm so ready.
All right, let's do a spooky one.
All right.
This is from Abby, a Patreon listener, who says, "Don't feel bad for liking zombies and dead chicks. Yes. I work at a haunted house. I have for 6 years.
Yes.
And the amount of people who comment on how hot I am in my monster makeup is way more than you would expect. Also, I've seen many people absolutely bricked up walking through the haunted house."
Oh, dude, I don't know what it is. Like, it's something about, like, oh, you're dead. Now I'm hot. I don't know. I like it.
Well, I think what we were talking about earlier on the show, it's like, it's the opposite. It's like, cops are normally not hot. And then you see a hot cop, you're like, this is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Stripper cop. This bitch is dead. Hey, but usually, she used to have live tits.
Yeah, but now they're dead tits.
Yeah,
I don't know. My first wet dream. I don't know.
It's just I think it's just the opposite. It's like that opposite feel of what's going on. You'd be like, oh, that's hot because it's not supposed to be like that.
Gabe, I know you're deep in Sock Talk right now,
mm-hmm.
but is there any way that without breaking your computer or going to prison, is there any way you can Google this? Because there's got to be some. Like, I know it's like necrophilia or whatever, but there's got to be some like connection between like. Like, you know, a person being deceased or like a monster, like an alien. Is it like something that you can't normally have? And then so when it's there, it's hot or something. What's the psychology behind it? Because I know there is.
I'm not seeing anything in an initial search here.
Well, okay. All right.
They're probably trying to hide those results.
Or, oh, hold on. Is it just like dangerous? Because they're like a monster, like a zombie. It's like, ooh, it's dangerous. I might die. Ooh, that's why women love fucking serial killers so much. They're like, oh my God.
Maybe.
I might die. So it's hot.
I don't know.
Might be. But it just sounds like you're not alone in this. There's plenty of people bricked up in the haunted house.
Bricked up in the haunted house is hilarious.
Gotta be a good title.
Yeah.
There's definitely people who have come as their scared.
People
have
fucked in a haunted house.
Yeah, I would. Yeah,
you think somebody's saying boo back there? They're doing something else. I do think a haunted house is a hot place to fuck because it's like, it's dark, but there's a candle lighting and it's like, this, bro, you change that fucking, this is Halloween music to take me down, your body, oh, that's fucking love right there.
That's pretty much it. And
what is it about a candle where you're like, oh, it's sex time?
Dark.
Well, that answers
that. I fixed it.
But right? But I'm saying like, you're hooking up in the dark and it's. Like, you're like, oh, whatever. But you put a candle in there, you're like, oh, is this our honeymoon?
Because it's like, I don't know. Why is candlelight romantic?
I think it's because it's not a consistent light, and it, like, only lights up part of your face. Dude, people back in the day.
Mysterious, dude.
But back in the day, when they didn't have electricity, shout out light bulbs. Imagine walking around the house with a candle, and your wife is like, set that down.
Well, dude, maybe that's why it's so deep in our DNA. Because it's like... We've been fucking like that for way longer than we've been fucking with light.
Yeah.
The caveman who first invented fire got so much pussy off that. It was
so
crazy.
Much. And it was a rumor. Like, other villages came by and were like, yo, is that the dude that knows how to do fucking fire?
100%. He was a god.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't it funny the world tells us when it's night and day? We don't get to decide.
We don't.
I can look outside. It's dark enough. Like, oh, this is day.
Yeah.
It's been decided.
Well, I mean, we as a culture, we have a thing called light pollution, which kind of fucks up everything.
Oh, God.
And for that, that's why you guys need to donate to my cause. No, I got no cause.
Mm. So we'll end. This is I did find one thing. This is a quote from Gustav Flaubert, who says,
"Oh, well, if anybody fucks with zombies."
They say, one mustn't look at the abyss. Because there is, at the bottom, an inexpressible charm which attracts us.
Yeah.
That's
people
a haiku.
People have a very strong aversion to someone or something, will slowly become desensitized to it, and may even develop an interest in it.
Yeah. I like that. Dead.
All right, secret talk.
Head.
Rhymes with it.
This is an anonymous submission who wanted to get your guys' advice on a situation he went through.
Yeah.
Fair or foul? I had a smoking hot girl over at my place.
Smoking.
We were in my room hanging out. She uses my bathroom, which is connected to my room, and she walks out of the bathroom and comes straight back over to me without even looking at the sink to wash her hands. I thought maybe she didn't actually use the toilet. Maybe she just needed to adjust herself or something. But then she goes and she does it again. She pees and doesn't wash her hands.
Okay.
I was super turned off. I didn't hook up with her.
No.
Would you hook up with a person who didn't wash their hands?
I would hook up with a dead woman. So
she could come off fucking gripping a Slim Jim at a construction site. I don't care. I don't wash my hands when I pee.
No. She could come up with shit in her hands and I'd be like, well, I guess she's a monkey because let's beat. I don't give a heck, darn it. Who gives a frick?
I mean, it's...
I understand if you're going to, like, marry her or whatever. Maybe you might have to talk, but I don't even care. Like, if she's smoking and you guys are connecting, like, personality-wise, and everything's getting hot and heavy, and you pull the ripcord...
I'll tell you what. What? A girl that doesn't wash her hands. Hey.
She don't got a dad.
So she a freak.
Oh, 100%.
She'll throw that thing back.
Right. I mean, maybe during like COVID days, maybe I'd be like, all right, what's happening?
Yeah.
But like now, who gives a heck?
Well, you know, or you just put a little hand sanitizer on your hand and make high five, honey. And then you.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought this was going to go way different direction. I thought it was going to be like, she like blew up the bathroom, shit everywhere. Then he went in to use it and like she didn't flush.
Still wouldn't care. She's super bad and we get along. Everyone shits, dude.
Is there anything that would stop you? Long pause.
Well, I'm just trying to think anything. I mean, if she said like some like really like off-putting shit to me, like, you know, some like,
how would you feel if a girl was like making fun of your height, like for real, but like it got to an annoying point, like you'd be like, oh, you want pancakes? She's like, oh my god, yes. And then she's like, can you reach out there? Don't forget your coffee on the top of the car if you can reach out there.
Well, here's the thing. If I would immediately start making fun of her a lot. You ever like have a heckler, you make fun of them and it's a good one and everyone laughs they still keep coming because they don't understand what's happening. If that was the case, if I made fun of her about, you know, her stupid face or her like, you know, I don't know, her whatever, and then she didn't like realize that, then it would be a problem. You know what I mean? Like,
essentially you would rebuttal back.
Rebuttal, yeah.
Yeah, dude, do you ever do that? What's it called? Where your purpose, is it negging? Is that it?
Negging, yep.
I'm so bad at it. Like, I'd say it and then immediately be like, I'm sorry, I was raised better than this. Because I said something once about this girl's t-shirt a while ago. And I was like, oh, it looks like a fucking nurse's outfit. And she's like, oh, I really like this shirt. And I was like, oh, fuck.
Oh, well, that's different. If you like, give you like a genuine reaction. Like, she was like, wow, my mom got me a shirt. And I really like, then I'd feel like an asshole.
But immediately, I was like, I'm so sorry. Do you want my t-shirt?
Yeah.
You're like, feeling the cloth? I'm only kidding. That's nice. Where's that from? Forever 21? You're not going to leave me, are you?
I would feel bad. I would feel bad. But I've nagged a ton of bunch. Yeah. So, Lee, I'm trying to think of an example of like, I love pigtails, dude. I'd fuck myself.
And talk to yourself in the shower. I can't believe you tar yourself in the shower. So weird.
I can't believe you don't talk to yourself when you jerk off. It's so weird.
No.
I'm like, yeah, you're so fucking hard.
I'm just a mime.
Would you date a girl that's a mime?
Yes.
Well, that's the end of the episode.
That's podcast.
Would you really?
Yeah.
She was a professional mime. And she worked in Times Square in front of Olive Garden, and she made $17 a day.
Yeah. Because guess never who don't get to hear about her problems at work? Yeah! Yeah, why not? Here's the thing. We've said it 1,000 times. If you bond with their personality on a different level and it's just like a really cool person and that's just what they do for a job, you can see through that.
That's totally true. What if she practiced at home all the time and there was a...
Great, you never hear it.
Well, here's the thing. From 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., that's when she practiced. And so she needed to absorb the environment so you couldn't talk. Like, it would have to be silent in the house. Couldn't do cameos, nothing.
I think you can talk.
Yeah, but if you were like, hey, can you hand me the TV remote? She's like, I'm in a box. I can't.
Yeah.
I'm stuck in the box.
From 6 to 10 every night.
Not to sound like a fucking 57-year-old dad on Facebook, but like, isn't that what you want?
Not
when my wife don't talk. Goddamn America.
Not when you're like trying to talk about the mortgage and she's like, you're like,
funny.
Jesus
funny.
Christ.
Funny.
I mean,
Abigail just got fucking taken out of school because she broke her nose because a bully threw a ball at her, and you're trying to talk it out, and she can't fucking talk. Right. Problem.
But it is funny if she's like does like a gun Glock, emoji, yeah. And you're like, oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
You wouldn't?
No. It's cute for
that's
a couple.
Where you draw the
it's
line.
Cute for a couple years. I would fuck a girl in a mime like costume with the white. Oh, hot.
You don't think that'd fuck with your ego if she doesn't make any noises?
Yeah, I would. It would.
Just give it to her. She's just.
And the but she makes a really small like small hand gestures.
Pantomime.
Yeah.
Small cock. Well, I feel like this episode started yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But it's a fun one. Yeah. Guys, fun one. Here's the thing,
happy
man.
Halloween.
Happy, exactly.
Happy Halloween. Halloween Horror Nights.
Halloween Horror Nights. Guys, enjoy your freaking weekend, man. Go out there, dress however you want to dress, and have a good life. And don't get Milky Way Midnights, because don't be an idiot.
And if you dress up like us for Halloween or Stiff Socks or anything podcast related, send it to us. Every once
Dude,
in a while.
That's
people
good.
Will like send me like Kyle or like the frat guy ones. And
yeah.
I don't know. I'm curious to see. Maybe somebody will fucking dress up like a Tesla or Duracell battery. I don't know. But if you do anything, we'll repost it.
Yeah. Hell yeah. All right, guys. That's the episode. Thank you so much. And yeah. Have a safe Halloween
Bitch,
weekend.
Bitch, I'm a turtle.
Bitch, you are a turtle.
Yeah, and check your candy for,
razor
know,
blades.
Razor blades.
Or fentanyl. Guys.
Or me. What's up?
Good night.